Well, I think it'll all be over this time tomorrow. We look forward to it. 5 a.m. is going to be the kickoff. It's the Matildas, number 6 in the world, up against Jamaica, number 53 in the world. And we're expected, well, they've already said the Matildas, as the NARC even mentioned, no mercy. No mercy towards Jamaica. Good morning to you, Phil Moss.
Jeez, you set a high bar for me this morning, boys.
Yeah,
you
beat that.
How am I ever going to come to that level? Luckily, I rise to the level, Loz, don't I?
You always. Certainly do, Mossy. That's what I've always said about you, mate. You rise to the challenge.
Yep, not far to go. It.
Well, listen, we've got to rise to the challenge tomorrow morning, and it's not necessarily against the opposition. It's our own bar that we need to set with the Matildas, and we've really got to put on a score if we're any chance of potentially topping the group, which is a bit of a pipe dream. We need a goal difference turnaround of +7. Was Brazil needing to beat Italy for us, and we need to put on a really big score. But look, I'm not predicting that, to be honest. I think we'll put a score on, but I think we'll win the game 4-0. And I think Sam Kerr will find her scoring boots in this one. But we can't take them lightly because, you know, as we know, Jamaicans are fantastic athletes, and they have got the counter-attack, which we've got to be wary of. And particularly with the high line that we've been playing, leaving that space in behind us in our half, we need to be wary of the pace that they possess, particularly in those wide areas.
Yeah, you know these girls, Mossy, and obviously they're very fit, but in a tournament like this, you like to give, you know, players a bit of a rest where you can. I'm assuming that won't be the case for the Matildas tomorrow. They will go with their strongest possible team.
Well, that's a big talking point, Loz. It's a double-edged sword in a way. You know, we need to win and win well and in some ways still play our way into form. You know, even the Brazil game, although we had that the miracle of Montpellier to come back from 2 goals down, we weren't overly convincing. And, you know, we've still got to find that performance that really gives the girls the confidence to know that we're building properly into this tournament. And, you know, when you chop and change players, personnel, it's hard to find that fluency. But then on the other hand, we get through this one, finish second in the group, all going well. We could have 3 games in 10 days if it goes to script. So it's a tough one for Ante Milicic and the coaching staff, but no doubt they've been monitoring loads. I know they've been giving different players different training loads in the lead-up to this one. But it's a tough one, particularly the likes of Ellie Carpenter, who's young, and she's had 2 cracking games at right back, but she's covered a lot of metres, a lot of repeat sprints. And, you know, those sort of players, with their first World Cup, you've really got to try and keep them fresh.
Right. And if all 3 teams land, so if Brazil beat Italy and Australia win, and we all land on 6 points... The third place team can still go through, is that right?
Yeah, the 4 best third place teams in the tournament will go through as well.
Right, and we're looking all right, even if we finish in that third position.
Yeah, look, that's not ideal because that could set up a meeting with France, who are absolutely flying as the hosts of this tournament. Yeah. I think they've just won their 1-0 game this morning as well, 1-0 against they had Nigeria this morning. So you want to avoid that if you can. I know some of the noises coming out of the camp is, look, if that's who we draw, then great challenge. But really, you want to avoid them until the real pointy end of the tournament.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Mate, Robbie Fowler set to make an ex-Mariner and Newcastle bad boy. He's going to play a role.
Yeah, Roy O'Donovan looks like he's going to sign on for Brisbane Roar, and I think the lure for a Roy O'Donovan, a 33-year-old turns 34 in the not-too-distant future, the lure of playing under the man they call God at Anfield is too great for him to ignore, so he may well run out in the Brisbane Roar shirt this season, next A-League season. Look, he's scored goals everywhere he's gone in the A-League, the Mariners, Newcastle. The problem with Roy is he hasn't played enough games. He had that headbutting suspension at the Mariners. He had the high foot on Lawrence Thomas in the grand final against Melbourne Victory. So he's missed a lot of football, but by his own admission, his key goal is to play every game of the season and score as many goals as he can. And when he has played, he scored. So looks to be a good acquisition for Brisbane if it goes through.
What about the Western Sydney Wanderers, mate? They didn't have a great season under Marcus Babbel. Have they looked to restructure their squad and make some changes?
Well, they brought in a Polish international, Radosław Majewski, who apparently consulted his mate Adrian Mirzyjewski, who you may remember from Sydney FC, before signing on the dotted line. He's a 32-year-old, can play anywhere across the front line. Played for Nottingham Forest and Huddersfield, 9 caps for the national team. I've watched some footage of him. He looks to be an incredible player. Scores spectacular goals from outside the area, inside the box, and we all know the influence that Adrian had with us at Sydney FC. So, you know, he hasn't had as many caps as Adrian at international level, but certainly looks a player of real talent. And Marcus Babbel making a splash in the transfer market. So he's one that will no doubt get fans into Bankwest Stadium and on the edge of their seat.
Is it concern, mate, when we see a story in the Herald this morning, mate, football rugby to take a hit as Foxtel budget cuts bite? This is not a new story, but the A-League competition and the FFA Cup, obviously, they're costly to be covering.
They are, and look, you can only but praise Fox Sports and what they've done for the game in this country since the A-League's inception, and the FFA Cup. That's been a big winner on TV as far as bringing the grassroots and the professional levels together. So if there are going to be cuts to that coverage, that's not a great sign. We can only hope, because without the investment of Fox Sports, quite simply, we wouldn't have a professional league. So, yeah, watch your space on that one. I have heard, I haven't seen that story in the small material, but I have heard the whispers, and it's certainly not sounding good. And you know, as the great Mark Bosnich will say, we haven't got a lot of time to get things right, so it needs to start yesterday.
No, the current franchise is losing money, and it would be a worrying sign too for the consortiums wanting to join the A-League competition. Thanks so much, Mossy.
Have a great day, guys. Good on you.